Greetings all, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I'm interviewing Paul Zolman today, and he's created a really fun, and at least for me, powerful item. And once he explained it to me, I realized that something so simple could potentially change the world. And not only with how we interact with each other, but really change our relationship to how we go out into our days and live our lives. So a little bit of background about what we're talking about. Love languages, and the five love languages, I'm going to explain them to you. As Dr. Gary Chapman, author of The Five Love Languages, The Secret to Love That Lasts, and it's actually really, really simple. The concept is so simple. There are five of them, and each of them describe an expression of love. The key is you have to discover, if you're in a partnership, which love language your partner really resonates with. And sometimes it can be more than one. So what are the five love languages? There's words of affirmation. So those are kind of verbal expressions of care. Like, wow, I love your hair today. Or, those are really incredible shoes. Something like that. The second is gifts. So maybe a bouquet of flowers or even just leaving a note by the bedside table so that your partner, when they wake up, they get this kind of beautiful little sentiment from you. The third is acts of service. So doing something helpful or kind for your partner. For example, if you have kids, waking up in the middle of the night and taking care of those kids if they're sick. Something along those lines. The fourth is quality time, and that's kind of this really important idea that you spend time with your partner doing things together that are meaningful for both of you. So whether it's hiking or going biking, something that you both really resonate with. And the last is physical touch, and it can be anything from a hug to a kiss to pushing the hair out of their eyes. It doesn't have to be sexual. It can be platonic. Sometimes a good friend just needs a hug. So those are the five love languages. And I'm sure now that you've heard those, you kind of have an idea with what resonates with you. Now I'm going to let Paul explain just what his invention is, but I think we can all agree that more love in this world is a very good thing. And also, Paul had a really interesting experience that he shares this week, which is kind of the miraculous little nugget of this episode. But that, of course, comes later in the episode. All right, then, let's get to the episode and my interview with Paul Zolman.
The miracle that happened was seeing my father and you know, how he never joined the, any church growing up. And I saw him and he was in a solitary chair. It was like he used to sit in a lounge chair and that was his preferred chair, but he was all by himself and he had his head down and he was just almost looking at the floor. There were nobody around him and he was alone. And it's just that solitary confinement was something that almost he chose that through his life by separating the family. And maybe that's not the message that he was sending, but it seemed like the message that I was receiving. That probably the most magical thing, miraculous thing that I can say, or one of them. I've had a few, but one of them is being able to see and have a vision of my father after he had passed away. He died on his 65th birthday. He was exactly 65 years old. Died on the same day that he was born on, and didn't collect any Social Security because he died on his 65th birthday, and so. I wondered about that, and you know, I just still had a few feelings, but I tried to overcome a lot of those feelings. Tried to focus because of the die and other things that were going on in my life. Tried to focus on what was right about him. What did I love about my father, rather than what was wrong with him, and that sort of that thought process that I was trained in growing up, instead of going down that path, I try to figure out, well, what did I like about that person? I really think that therapists should start out with that question. What do you like about that person? Instead of asking, what's the problem? Why are you all here? Forget that question. Don't be asking that as a therapist. You shouldn't be asking that question. Ask what's right with the marriage, what's right with that person. Why did you choose this person to in the first place? But the miracle that happened was seeing my father and you know how he never joined any church growing up. I saw him and he was in a solitary chair. It was like he used to sit in a lounge chair and that was his preferred chair, but he was all by himself and he had his head down and he was just almost looking at the floor. There were nobody around him and he was alone. And it's just that solitary confinement was something that almost he chose that through his life by separating the family. And maybe that's not the message that he was sending, but it seemed like the message that I was receiving when I saw him doing that. And every time I saw him, I saw him twice like that. Once was in, both were in the homes that I lived in. And both times he's in that solitary chair, just waiting and not accepting Jesus Christ, not accepting any higher power, as you've talked about before, not accepting that in his life and choosing also at that point in time, even after he was passed away, not to accept that he was all alone. And that was just a stark reminder to me that we are interdependent. We need each other. Everyone needs each other. And because we need each other, Kirsten, I think it's more important than ever before to understand that and to practice what we love about each other. Forget what's our faults. Forget the weaknesses. I realize that maybe is 10, 20% of a personality of anyone. I was missing my whole life up until I had this paradigm shift. I was missing 80 to 90% of what was good and what was right about that person, focusing on what was wrong with that person. That paradigm shift, I was, after the paradigm shift and rolling the die and practicing, watching for loving opportunities all day long, what the focus was now is what's right about that person. How can I help you? What is there to love about that person? And I realized that miracle was a miracle that didn't happen in my father's life. He was just more focused on himself. This is different. You're focusing on other people, helping them have a better day and a better life. And I was so busy doing that I forgot to be annoyed. I forgot to stack those annoyances to get to that flash of anger, and I don't have them anymore. I'm stacking those kindnesses on top of kindness to get the higher laws of love. These lower laws, like the five love languages I'm calling lower laws of love, are basics that we all should have that foundation. That will stair-step us, stacking those will stair-step us to the higher laws like charity or compassion or forgiveness or mercy or intimacy or trust. All those are higher laws of love, but we've got to do these kindnesses to get there. Can you imagine someone doing insult after insult after insult after insult and expecting intimacy at the end of the day? It's not going to happen. It's not just not going to happen. It's kindness on top of kindness. And then we get to those higher laws. Let's use those as stair steps to get there. So the miracle for me was understanding that my father would not allow that, or did not allow that in his life, lived solitary in that way. And now he continues in that way, after he passed away. It was really an eye opener for me.
Wow, that's astonishing. And actually very heartbreaking. I would have just having that realization and that understanding that, that's because I was hearing stories about your father. And yes, there was a really seriously unhealthy dynamic when you were growing up, but here he was on Sundays cooking this huge mm-hmm. Sunday dinner for everybody. But he still, at the end of the day, was a loner who preferred his own company and preferred to do things his own way. And then you had these, I'd call them visions, I guess, where he still was kind of by himself and isolating himself and lonely. And I can imagine that was probably pretty heartbreaking.
Very heartbreaking, especially to know that now he's gone. I can't reach out to him. And it was even a bigger exclamation point for me to know that we're all responsible for what we do in our life. That, you know, I had the responsibility then, and I 7 years after he's passed, but I had that realized that I've got to be responsible for what I send out. I realized that in this whole process that I can't bid somebody to love me. As much as Dr. Chapman says, well, you just need to find out what their love language is and send it over to them, and then tell them what yours is and expect them to send it over. When there's expectation and when there's that duty call, that's exactly what it feels like. They're expecting it. Well, and you get to that whiny voice, that unintended consequence. Well, I told you how to love me. Why aren't you doing it? And you get to that point that you don't want to get to that point, that you're having that expectation. So when you're sending out love every day using the dice, you're sending it out without any expectation, but trusting the laws of the universe that were in place before you and I were ever born. The law of the harvest or karma or the law of attraction. They all say basically the same thing, that whatever you send out is coming back to you someday. Just trust that it's going to happen. But it's like building a bank account. You build it slowly, send it, put it in there. Don't even think about it. It'll come back to you, or you'll be able to use it on a day when you need it.
Everyone, I hope you loved this episode and you love Paul's invention just as much as I do. I thought, oh my gosh, I wish we had this when I was in school. Maybe there would be less bullying and less playground fights. Please do remember to share this podcast with your friends, with your family. Getting the word out is so very important, and each and every listen is essential to the success of this podcast. And remember to rate and review. Those of you who are listening for the first time, please take the time to give me a little rating or write a little review wherever you find the podcast. I need to thank Paul Zolman for being a guest on the show and for sharing this incredibly beautiful concept of his. I'm so grateful that it's out in the world and that it has the potential to change the world and lives just everywhere. Now, talking about love, I have a gorgeous, gorgeous poem from Pablo Neruda and his 100 love sonnets. I love you without knowing how or when or from where. I love you simply, without problems or pride. I love you in this way because I do not know any other way of loving but this, in which there is no I or you, so intimate that your hand upon my chest is my hand, so intimate that when I fall asleep, your eyes close. And that's my little love language act for you this week. Words of affirmation, or maybe beautiful words. That's the way I'm loving you all up this week. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Paul. Spread the love. What does it look like to hug someone who's having a bad day? What does it look like to compliment someone and say, hey, that outfit looks amazing on you? You don't just have to show love to your partners or your intimate friends. You can show it to your office mate, to the person in your apartment complex down the hall. What does it look like to spread more love? So be like Paul. Wake up every day trying to figure out how you're going to spread the love. And then go make this world a shinier and more beautiful place.